Same prompts.
Okay, Simin Sadi, what is it again? Sadi Ches?
Yes.
Sadi Ches, Sif Lamed Gimel. Continuing Hilchos Yom Tov. Tavashayna Melacha Gemura, something that's not a real Melacha, for also Lassayis and B'Shabbos Mishum Refuah L'choy L'shem B'Sakana, but you're not allowed to do it because the Refuah for L'choy L'shem B'Sakana, Gam B'Yom Rishon Shel Yom Tov, so on the first day Yom Tov, you have the same issue. Same thing in the first 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. So the Issur Refuah applies then too. Also, Las Lois Akimei De Akum, you can do Refuah with the Goy. However, Yom Tov Sheni, but on second day Yom Tov, Las Lois and Gamal De Yisrael, you can even do Refuah with the Yisrael. Many people don't know that because they ask, can I take medicine second day Yom Tov? There's no question. Second day Yom Tov, there is no Issur Refuah. You can't do real Malacha, only the Rabbanans. I mean, not even the Rabbanans like the Rabbanans. Afilu b'yom tov sheni, ki yamal yidei akum. With a goy, you could do it. Yesh asa sheles chalom, you have to ask a shayla. Lama dalar, b'yitzah, mutter b'yom tov. Carrying is mutter on yom tov. Afilu ma sheni tzarech ha'echol nefesh, even if it's not for food. We've actually have a eza tzarech ha'echol, but it has to be at least a good reason. Ava shaloy le tzarech klal, asa lo'yitzi, ki yim b'makam shemot lo'yitzi b'shabbos. But just to carry for no good reason, then you're only allowed to carry if you're allowed to carry on the Shabbos, meaning for an Eruv. If you have an Eruv, you can carry anything. If you don't have an Eruv, then you can't. We never check the Eruv in Far Rockaway, Lawrence, and Five Towns. We do not check the Eruv for Yom Tov. But we assume that it's up. But if not, if you would be in a public place that doesn't have an Eruv, then you'd have to, like, let's say you would have to check your pockets before Yom Tov. Or the Paiskim discuss, can you, let's say you are going to have a headache, so you want to carry medicine with you. So you're not allowed to carry the whole bottle, some say. But you can only carry the what you need. Same thing for Eichel Nefesh, like bottles of wine. Even then, you shouldn't carry like cases of it the way he does it during the week. Ella Yeshana, you should change the way you carry it. But if you can't change it, but you have a lot of guests, and you need to schlep a lot of boxes of food, then you're allowed to do that in the regular way. All malacha that's mutter to do on Yom Tov, it's dafka for a person. Avaloi tzarich behema, but not for animals. Tefsiv yasa lachem, but dashin lachem v'leila behema. You can't cook for your animal. Lachem also lavashal lahitzi ezadavar tzarich behema. Kamei b'Shabbos, like Shabbos. Lamed vav. Right before the shir, actually, somebody's in the middle of texting me during this shir that he invited a goy for Yom Tov, and he didn't. His question was, should he have him not in the sukkah on the last days? We eat in the sukkah on the first day, but not the second day. He thought there was an issue with not ha with bringing a goy into the sukkah, which some people say that. But I told him, no, you can't even have him either day Yom Tov because you're not allowed to have a goy in your house, right? Which is what the kids are saying right now. Lamed Rav. Also, Lavashal Lelefas Tzarich Akum. You're not allowed to cook or bake for a goy. Ach Mishiyesh Mesharis Akum. But if you have a worker, Yochel LaHosif Lavashal Begedera Achas Sheva Gam B'Shvila Mesharis. Then you're allowed. You're not allowed to cook specifically, but you could add food. Havu B'Shvila Akum Mechubud. Also, Afilu LaHosif. But for a respected goy, then it's also V'Lo Yoyda LaAfilu In Bishul LaYisrael. I offer B'Shvila Atzma. Even if the Yid cooks and bakes for himself. Also, it's also to invite a guy to eat with him. But a akum that's not mechubad, you can give it to him from what you already cooked. For lefois pas, afilu b'shul akum v'shar say also, but to bake, even for your own cleaning help, it's also because each loaf needs its own work, and so again. The iser is even if you're not going to cook extra for them, what we're afraid that you might. Now the problem becomes: let's say you have people that are becoming ger, a ger. Let's say somebody's becoming a ger, so you're allowed to have them on Yom Tov. It's really not so simple that you could have them on Yom Tov. So one of the things that some of the poskim can say is what you could do is you're makna to them the food that you cook before Yom Tov to them. So that's the guy eating the guy's own food, but not everybody agrees to that. Lamed Zayin. Also, Loitzi Shum Davar B'Shvil Akum. You're not allowed to carry anything for a goy. Ki im b'makim Shemot Loitzi B'Shabbos, unless it's like we said, unless it's mutter to carry there on Shabbos. Okay. Simin Sadi Tes. Dinei Muktzah B'Yom Tov. Boy, hey, Sifin. Kol Muktzah. Kol muktzah ha'asura betilta b'Shabbos. Any muktzah that you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, asura gam for Yom Tov, is also asur on Yom Tov. V'yesh ha'imrim degam muktzah b'das muktzah machmas bius. Hold on one second, please.
Getting everything.
I'll try to come here.
Meaning somebody did something that you didn't plan on using on Shabbos. Sort of like people ask, they want to use birthday candles in a cake on without lighting it, obviously. And anything that's supposed to, because it's disgusting. Even though it's also it's mutter on Shabbos, it's also on Yom Tov. Meaning muktzah is more chomer on Yom Tov than it is on Shabbos. It's a good riddle to say to have. Like, but it's very complicated, obviously. The fruit that you meant to sell. That's also on Yom Tov. Ella tzarach sheyazminen be'erev Yom Tov. You have to prepare them in erev Yom Tov. Which fruit you're not going to sell? Tahainu sheyomer beperes elu oichol amach. I'm going to eat from these peres tomorrow. Beperes I'm the limkor ma'at ma'at yesh la'akol. But if you sell fruit like little pieces, piece by piece, then you can be mekel. This comes up a lot. People ask when they get a package of clothing on Yom Tov. So the thing is that you're allowed to open it, but the problem is that they might return it. If they don't like it, they may return it. So if they return it, then it becomes a muktzah because they don't want it to get ruined anymore. So that's also a common
question.
Isn't
that with every package? You never know for sure if you're going to keep it.
Yeah, no, that's true. So that it could become a problem. It could become a problem. Thing is, muktzah, you don't have muktzah for part of Yom Tov. So if somebody really doesn't, I mean, if they know, let's say they reordered something and they know it fit them before and they know they need another one, so then that's for sure fine. But if not, then it's a problem. Right? Yeah. Okay, based. Beitza shenolda b'yom tov. So an egg that's born on Yom Tov, asura afilu b'tilto, you're not allowed even to carry it. Aval muta lechois alei kli shaloiti shor, but you're allowed to put a kli over it so that it doesn't break. Because you don't want it to protect it. Even though normally you're not allowed to, when you're not allowed to muksa, so you're not allowed to move something on the behalf of the muksa too. But here it's allowed. Vim nolda b'yom rishon mataras b'yom sheni. But if it's born on the first day, then it's laid on the first day. Then it's put on the second day. Why? Because mamonoshach, one of those days is not yom tov. If yom tov sheni, who's Shabbos, asura gam Shabbos. If the second day is Shabbos, then it's also on Shabbos. Chenim yom rishon who Shabbos v'nolda b'y. Let's say the first day is Shabbos and it's nolda b'y asura gam lamochar shu yom tov sheni. It's also the next day. It's also yom tov sheni. V'chein Shabbos hasamach liyom tov. Same thing when Shabbos is next to yom tov. Bein lefana bein lachar, whether it's before or after. Nolda b'zeh asura b'zeh. It's born on this one. It's born on this one. That's also on this one. Meaning because again a regular standard 2 day yom tov. One of those days is weekday. So there's no problem. If it's born on the first day and the first day was Yom Tov, so then the second day is not Yom Tov, so it's fine. And if the first day is how do you go? The first day is not Yom Tov, then the egg was laid before Yom Tov, so what's the problem? But Rosh Hashanah, as we know, is one long day, so therefore it's you can't go from one day to the next day. The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah are one long day.
Then,
meaning we do it l'chumra. That's why we have the whole Shechiyonu issue second night, because we go l'chumra that it's one long day and also that it's two separate days. If everything else, there's no difference between other Yom Tov and Rosh Hashanah. The Gamba Rosh Hashanah, Aser. Also on Rosh Hashanah, it is Aser. The L'kula L'yom R'kibigayim Riftadami, because we don't say L'kula. Right, we love that stuff. That we always machmer both ways. Be'im chal Rosh Hashanah be'yom hey be'yom vav. Let's say Rosh Hashanah falls out on a Thursday and a Friday. Filo nolda be'yom hey, even if it's born on Thursday, asur gam b'Shabbos, because you have 3 days, one long day, plus meaning the Thursday, then the Friday, and then Shabbos. Shachat tarnegolos u'matzah b'beitzim. If you shech the tarnegolos and you find eggs in it, afilu hein gemuras, even if the egg is completed, mutaras afilu b'yayim, it's mutar even that day. Because we're going to assume it was already before Yom Tov. But the halacha nowadays, the minhag is we if you shecht a chicken and you find an egg inside, we do not eat that egg at all. So that one's really not regeya. Okay. We'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night and a fine moed and a fine Shabbos.
Person doesn't have heated
Thank
seat.
You.
Are you on the front? Okay.
You too. Thank,
Thank
you.
You.
Okay.
Have a good
All right.
Shabbos.
So
A good
some
night,
time
everyone.
with night.
Okay.
Oh, weird, man.